Previously on DI Plus.
This is the Ellen show. There's camera. She constantly shows the audience. She shows the entire studio all the time. So there's no possible way it could not look exactly like it does on TV, because it's the kind of show that you're always seeing all of it. It's like the Tonight Show. You always see all of the studio. They have shots everywhere from all the, so it's like, it's going, of course it's going to look exactly like it's going to look on there. I'm just saying. But that's what it was. Hold on just a second, Adam. You know, I didn't have access to the phone last week, so I'm a little bit behind here. So I have to just, let me just get rid of this one here real quick. I mean, let me just answer this one right here. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Gene Nidditch.
Right, great. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Joe Batance's Address. When you need to send a thank you gift through the mail, you want to send it to Joe Batance's Address. Look him up on the web at P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 9-something-something-something-something.com. There's like six people screaming it out right now. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a giving discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Joe Batance gift-giving free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Adam, you know what? It is 11:55 p.m. on a Saturday night, and that could mean a lot of things. That could mean anything in the universe, couldn't it?
Well,
that could mean
it
fatty.
Could mean a lot of things.
That could mean fatty is out at the Patrick's Pub or wherever the new connections or whatever the fuck the Dudley Do-Rights or something like that. It could mean that. It could mean that Dr. Wesley Stone is sitting at home listening to the Creative Commons music that we play on Pride 48. It could mean
he's knitting
and doing that stuff. It could mean any one of 100 things. But tonight, Adam, tonight, May 16th, 2015. Yep. It means something really special, which is we're streaming live on Pride 48 on a Saturday night.
It does.
And we are joined by the most amazing group of people in our chat room. Adam, who is joining us this evening?
We have Gary in Albuquerque. Welcome. Gary? He's never in the chat room for us anymore. Kathy Bacon. We have long lost Carrie.
Oh, Carrie is. Hi,
we have
Carrie.
Mags. We have Nico. We have Tim in Alaska.
Tim in Alaska.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this very special surprise
tonight.
Live streaming extravaganza.
Tonight, yes. On a very special DI Plus.
Yes.
Adam loses his virginity.
Right.
How are you, Adam?
Found it and lost it again.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Doing well.
Doing well. Doing it live.
Now, I'll tell you something.
Uh-oh. Yes?
Last week, so you mentioned in the opening to the show, right? You mentioned Joe Batance's address. Now, I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on this.
No.
I promise.
Yes.
Or you'll make the celebrity death phone ring or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so positive last week about the trip. I was glowing. Like, every single thing I said, Joe Batance was an angel. He took us around and he did everything. Then what do? But I listen to Catching Up.
Yes.
Just don't. I mean, you know, after you go on a trip with Joe Batance, just don't listen to Catching Up. Just whatever you do. Because, you know, I was like, you know, I'm not going to make fun of anything. I'm not going to, you know, everything was fabulous. And then I listened to Catching Up. And I just would like to rebut just a couple of things that Joe Batance
said.
Wait,
so this is a segment here. DI Plus rebuts the internet. Do we have theme? Do we have theme music for that?
No.
What would be a good chat room? What would be a good rebuttal music? You know, like rebuttal.
Does it need to be some kind of courtroom something?
Ah, yeah, like Law and Order, like Law and Order theme to Law and Order. Maybe let's
Matlock.
Matlock. That's just in. That is in your wheelhouse, there, Matlock.
It is. I love Matlock
theme.
I do.
All right. Here we go. So let's just fire that up then.
Yeah.
Adam rebuts the internet.
So, Your Honor, I just would like to say, okay, he said a lot of things about me, but here are just a couple of things that Joe Batanz. I want to start off by saying, does everyone in L.A. think that they are the most sophisticated, worldly group of people known to man? Because his whole kind of theme to his catching up was that me, being from Arkansas, that I couldn't possibly know what traffic is like, what good food is like, what waiting is like, what anything is like. It's like automatically, because Adam is from Arkansas, he can't know any of this stuff, right? Oh, no, you have to be from L.A. where we eat tacos without chairs. But that, so I just would like to say, in my defense, Your Honor.
Yes.
I have lived all around the world, even places outside of this great country that we live in. I have lived in California. I have lived in Virginia. I have lived in Texas. I have lived in London, England. I have traveled to Germany, Austria, Cyprus, England, Ireland, Scotland, Mexico, Canada, all over the place. I've eaten at thousands of restaurants, not just in my little, you know, small hamlet in Arkansas that Joe seems to think that I live in, right? So that's my first point. That is my first point.
You've been to paradise, but you've never.
Oh, I forgot France. I've been to France as well. Paris. I've been to the Louvre. Look, I'm not saying I'm the most sophisticated person in the world, but I haven't just been stuck in Arkansas for my entire life.
Hold on. Here we go. Into the bridge.
Into Georgia and California.
So,
you know, the chat room is pointing out, you've been to Wall, South Dakota, for God's sake. You are a world traveler. You've been to Wall, South fucking Dakota.
Montreal, Canada.
You've been to Montreal, Canada, as opposed to what, Montreal, France?
I'm sure there's a Montreal somewhere else. But anyway, so that's the first thing. Joe gave the... Now, I know it's for comedic purposes, mostly.
Really? Joe Batanz saying things for comedic purposes. This is outrageous.
I am just rebutting that. Look, just because I live in Arkansas doesn't mean that I know nothing about the world. I haven't heard Joe mention anywhere that he's been outside of L.A. So
really?
Who knows? Anyway, so there's that. So... He talks about the fact that I hated, what's the name of their burger place? Oh, In-N-Out.
I am a neutral. I am Switzerland in this conversation.
In-N-Out. So this is what he says. He says, Adam actually says, oh my God, it had crunchy lettuce on it. And then Mike Lawson says, well, maybe he likes the more fast food, like limp lettuce. That is not what I said at all. I said they gave me the piece of the lettuce that was the white piece right by the core of the lettuce that's nasty.
That piece is actually quite good if it's romaine lettuce. So you're saying it was iceberg lettuce. It was the bitter core of iceberg lettuce.
Correct. Okay. The other thing is, all right, I have this thing, and this is the last thing I'm going to say. There are plenty of things I could say, but I'm just going to stop here. So he mentioned us going to, okay, two things, and then I'm going to stop.
Then you're going to stop.
He mentioned us going to this restaurant, which was a good, we enjoyed it a lot. I made one comment.
One, just one.
That, all right, so here's the deal. I understand that the way restaurants are supposed to work.
And you know why you understand this? Because you, sir, are a world traveler. You've been to Wall fucking South Dakota.
I said that I'm not the most sophisticated person in the world, but I just wanted to mention that I've been lots of places, okay? So I make one comment that I would like to order the appetizer first, let them bring that out, and then order the entree. And I said the reason I want to do that is because I have been to a lot of restaurants where they will mess up and they will bring those two things out together. And I like an appetizer to actually be an appetizer. I like to eat it first, have a nice chit chat with my friends, and then the entree come out. And in all of these hundreds of places I've been, there are lots of places where the restaurants are not up to snuff. And so if you order the appetizer and the entree at the same time, the kitchen gets it wrong and they you know, bring it out at the same time. That bothers me. I don't like it. I want the appetizer. He went on and on, Daniel, about how, I don't know where this Adam Burns is from, but this is the way restaurants work, Mike. This Adam Burns, he in Arkansas, do they not bring out the appetizer first? This Adam, I mean, he went on and on and on. Yes, that is the way it's supposed to happen.
And 99.99% of the time that it does happen that
Look,
way.
I'm,
and you know what
I,
happens? You know what happens in that 0.1% of the time when they bring them out at the same time? You go, oh, you know what? I really wanted an appetizer first. Can you send that back? Can you send the entree back, please?
I'm just trying to avoid conflict, that's all. Anyway, last thing. And then he mentions that they brought the burgers out and I didn't realize the burgers didn't come with a side.
Yes.
Because apparently in L.A., food doesn't come with a side item.
Everything is a la carte in L.A.
And,
but you know this, of course. You know this because you are a world traveler, so I'm sure you are already aware of the fact.
Usually they say it on the menu that you know, sides are separate. Usually they say that on the menu. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
If an entree is listed and it has no sides listed with it, and if it doesn't say right underneath the title of, you know, the following things come with a side, then it doesn't come with a side.
Well, look, I will admit that might have been my mistake there, but really, I mean, one mistake, and they laughed and laughed and laughed about the fact that I had to have my appetizer first, and then when the burger came out, I needed something to go with it. I mean, they thought that was the most hilarious thing.
Oh, it's Nicole of Nowhere. Nicole of Nowhere has joined us.
Last thing, and then I will shut up about this.
Wait, I thought that was the last thing.
No, I said two things. Two more things. Oh, dear God. Joe Batanz. Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on just a second. Got to grab the phone here really quick. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Isaac Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Not that I should involve nowadays. But anyway, Elizabeth Wilson, character actress, best known for playing Dustin Hoffman's mother in The Graduate, and also Roz Keith, the office busybody in the movie 9 to 5 opposite Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. Dead at 94.
94. Bye. 94. There you go. There you go. Congratulations, RT Cruz. Your name is entered.
Congratulations. Who was that? Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Wilson. Wisson? You wrote
Elizabeth
Wilson.
Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah. Here's the thing, and I just wanted to, by the way, two things. Number one, we love RT Cruiser. We love RT Cruiser to death. And of course, all of those ones that we hung up on last time, all of the ones that we hung up on his calls last time, we did give him credit for those. So you were entered in. All
oh, we did?
I hope so. If not, you need to go and do that. But yes, you were entered in all 10 times for that.
Oh, yeah. I remember entering all those in the
Jesus
spreadsheet.
Also,
I got it right here.
Also, I just like to, I'm getting a text right now. I'm getting, numerous texts right now from Tom and Terry. Tom is wanting me to say, announcing that announcing Nicole, but not Terry and Tom. Well, you're not in the chat room, Tom and Terry. You're texting me, which is on a different device. Anyway, I just wanted to, Tom, immediately after the episode posted, I got a $50 in my PayPal account from Tom.
So, wow.
So there you go. So what is our pot at right now? If you add in that $50, what is the total of our pot?
Somewhere around $210.
$210 at this point in time in the Celebrity Death Phone pot. And we're not done because we do this in Vegas. So we've got another few months here to do it. I don't know if we're taking a hiatus this year or not.
We haven't talked about that. We said we didn't have to. You know, we could just do the month of August off, not the whole summer, but just like a few weeks before to get ready for Vegas, you know, to kind of prepare. Anyway, so I'm, you know what? I'm not going to mention the last thing. This is all I'm going to say is I love Joe Batanz.
Uh-huh.
And I know that he was doing that for comedic. Well, there's always a little truth in comedy, Joe, just so you know. But no, just so you know, Joe, I know that, you know, you were some of that stuff, you know. I, just because I have a Southern accent and I live in Arkansas, does not mean I'm a complete dumbass.
Let me just say it.
That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you this, Joe Batanz, just because you probably won't know this. You know what? There's a little bit of truth in comedy.
Shut up. And I know a lot about computers, so there. Yeah. I'm an automation expert. Booyah. Beat me on that, baby.
Oh, dear God.
You and your L.A. whatever.
The flaze, anyway, fla-di-da, what? Or fla, let's see, shit, what was it? Flaze.
Look, anyway, that's it. I'm done. Daniel, you need to tell a story or something because I'm going to keep going. So what has been going on with you? Go right ahead. Go into some wonderful Daniel story so I shut up.
You know what? Unlike the flaze-da Los Angeles people, I lived near a little town called New York City. I don't know if you've heard it before. This weekend, the reason that we are not doing Sunday night is because of this event. So there's a big event going on in New York City this weekend called the Urban Bear NYC. It's a whole bunch of different events that are going on. And so tonight's event is a circuit party. And I know probably a lot of you don't know this, I guess, or maybe you do know this. I don't know. I don't know that it's important or not. I don't dance. I'm not a dancer. And I'm not big into the rave circuit party culture. Kind of, to me, it's just like a bunch of people, you know, paying $8 for a bottled water and taking ecstasy. Basically, and the bar has to charge $8 for bottled water because nobody's drinking because they're all on something. And, you know, the little glow sticks. And that, to me, is the whole dancing. And I don't dance. So it's like, to me, is a really boring, you can't hear because it's just pounding music, right? And so you can't talk to people. So I don't.
If you're ever with Joe at a rave, don't ask to get the ecstasy to come out before the bottle of water. Because he'll be like, Daniel, in L.A., yes. Mm-hmm. That's the way things work. I don't know how it works where you're from.
But the ecstasy always comes before.
Before the water.
Before the bottled water. So there's a circuit party tonight, which I didn't want to go to. So I did not stay in New York for the weekend. I stayed in New York last night, and I did the underwear event last night, which I'll talk about shortly. And then I didn't go tonight. And so I came back to Connecticut today. And then tomorrow afternoon, I'll go back in for the street fair, which is a big thing that we have. So it's the last day of the...
Oh, I was completely confused about that. I thought the underwear thing was tomorrow night, and that's why you weren't... you weren't going to be able to record.
No. So tomorrow's the street fair. It's just that we record at 9:30. So that means I would have to leave New York at like 6 to be back in time. And even then I may miss it and stuff. And it was just kind of like one of those like, there's the bars there, like the Eagle and stuff open at 4 tomorrow. And so I was like, well, I would like to stay there for, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, it doesn't matter, Adam. It really doesn't matter. The point is that I went in for this underwear. I have no idea what the street fair is going to be like. I'll have a report on that next week, I guess. But what I can tell you is that the underwear party was a total, total, complete clusterfuck. It was a horrible...
Now you did some, sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to bring this up. You did some shopping beforehand. Were you going to mention this?
I did. I was going to mention this. Yes.
Okay.
The chat room is getting ahead of me here. Yes. Just so that you guys at home know, the chat room, Tim in Alaska just said, Daniel, were your panties turnip head approved? So I've never bought jocks before. I've never bought a jock strap before in my life. And so I, of course, turned to the world-renowned expert Turnip Head and said, hey, I've never bought a jockstrap before. What would you suggest, for me to buy one? And so he sent me numerous links of different brands from Jockstrap Central. And I bought three different styles. Well, three different brands, I guess, because they're all really kind of the same. I know, I guess they're different styles, but they're, what am I trying to say? Someone help me here. What am I trying to say? They're different. They're not just
cuts.
Yeah. Different cuts or different
sizes of waistbands.
Right. So I bought a one that was like it's a gray one from Omtex, which has a really wide waistband. And then I bought a Wolf. I think it's just called Wolf one, which was a black one that I bought, which also had a wide waistband, but it had some stripes and slightly different. And then the one that I ended up liking, and that was the one that I went with, was the Raw Studio Y Jock. So I'm going to, this is one of those benefits here. If you're in the chat room, I'm now going to link to it. Let's see. Let me find it. The Raw Studio.
So chat room, I kid you not. So Daniel, he had the three. He's, you know, trying them on, sending pictures to us in this little group me that we have. And he's like, does this make my head look big?
Right. Yes,
for exactly like each one saying. Of them, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, because that's the key. You want to have a nice pronounced kind of mushroom head.
Really?
In these, yeah.
All right, here we go. So I've posted in the chat room, this is the link to the style that I liked, the ones that I wore last night. So had we gotten to the point, you know, so here was my plan, Adam. Here was my plan.
Yes.
I wore my new jock strap.
Okay.
And I bought a new tank top, so a snugger fitting tank top than I normally wear. So I bought a new tank top, and so my plan was, right, that I went into the party in jeans. So I went into the party in jeans, and I had my tank top on, but I had a regular button-down shirt over the top of my tank top. So walking right into the bar, I just had on my jeans and my button-down shirt, right? Yep. And so I figured after a few beers, you know, maybe I'll take the shirt off and then I'll be in jeans and a tank shop. And then after a few more beers, then maybe I'll, you know, do the whole clothes check thing and get rid of the pants. But I didn't know that I wanted to go straight into, you know, bare butt in a bar, right? So I wore the jock strap, but then over the top of the jock strap, I wore the underwear that I wore last year in Vegas at the underwear party, which was the little video game themed boxer briefs. So they're like tight fitting boxer briefs.
All right.
That I wore over the jock. So I was wearing the jock strap and then the boxer briefs and then jeans, tank top, button up shirt. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. I don't know why I say we. Nobody's with me. I get to the bar and I got there around 10 o'clock was when the thing started. And the bar was, there was a lot of people there, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't overly crowded. It's a very small bar. It was at Rock Bar NYC, which is at the end of Christopher Street. So I got there and it was busy, but not overly busy. The bar was completely, you know, the bar proper was completely filled. So you had to kind of like weasel your way in to get a drink. But I got a drink. I started a tab. I got a beer and I went over and I stood in the corner. And then more people started coming in, right? And so I'm there. The DJ starts playing the music and stuff. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of looking at people and just kind of people watching and kind of being a wallflower. And more and more people come in. I get a few more drinks and a few more, you know. And then it starts getting really hot in there because there's just a lot of people in there, right? So it's like the perfect chance for me to lose this top shirt. So I took the top shirt for all, you know, kind of tucked it into my waistband, right? So I just had the tank top on and the jeans. And I was wearing that. Now I'm just going to go ahead. Spoiler alert. I took off no more clothing than that. That was as far as I got. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, Adam. This event, all right, because this was sponsored by Scruff and the Urban Bear Weekend. It was a victim of its own success because the Rock Bar in New York City is a very small bar. It is the size of... It is the size of like where we ate brunch this last year in that one little section where we ate brunch in Vegas or we had our morning brunch. That is the size of the entire bar, including the bathrooms, the dance floor, the bar itself. And there were at one point, like around midnight, there was probably 250 guys in that area, you know, in an area that small.
That's a perfect time to be in your underwear.
But here's the problem, Adam. Right. You couldn't see anyone's underwear. I couldn't even see other. All I could see were the faces of the six people that were smushed around me because you can't look down. If you look down, you're looking at the guy's chest right in front of you. You can't see anything. It was just so uncomfortably packed in there. And it was like, so, and then it got worse. And then it got even worse. I'm smushed up against the wall, right?
Now, I didn't have this ready before, but I just have to. Oh, shit. Never mind. Forget I said that. Go right ahead.
I was like smushed up against the wall because I was just packed in by these people. What used to be the dance floor was now completely just like, you know, just a glom of people that were just standing still. Like you couldn't, there was nowhere to dance. There was nowhere to move. They had an outdoor patio. Thank you.
There it is.
They had an outdoor smoking area, like an outdoor patio, but because it went out onto Christopher Street, it was surrounded by a wrought iron gate. So it was a very tiny patio that you could not even spill out into the street, right? So it was just like, and it was completely packed. It was just uncomfortably, horribly packed. And so I was just like, you know what? This is, I can't get a drink because I couldn't get to the bar. I couldn't, you know, see anyone really because all you can see are people's faces. You can't see anyone's underwear or stuff like that.
You know what you have to do now?
What?
You had to wear that underwear at Pride
Vegas,
48.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Adam, is I was just like, you know, at about 1:30 or so, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I mean, I in fairness.
You were so excited about this event.
I was.
Too.
And you know what? In fairness, had there been more room, had you actually been able to see people in their jockstraps and like mingle with people, it would have been a great event. It would have been a wonderful event. Let me just tell you this, Adam. I think you know me well enough to know that I kind of like events that are a little bit on the dirty side. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A little bit on the, you know, on the blue side, as it were, you know, a little bit of touchy grabby kind of things going on in the dark, right?
We all do.
And before midnight, there was some stuff going on, right? That you could, you know, and had it remained, it was crowded before midnight, but it wasn't so packed that you couldn't move, right? So there was things going on that you could kind of observe and you know, kind of, oh, that's kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? So up until midnight, but when it became so packed, and I heard from one of the guys, you know, that he had waited in line 30 minutes just to get inside the bar at one point. So it took me, no lie, it took me probably 35 minutes to get from the corner of the bar where I was at to the actual bar proper so that I could close out my tab and leave the bar. It took me 35 minutes to leave the bar. Thank God I didn't have to pee during my time there because
I'm sure somebody would have obliged.
The line to the restroom was like just huge. All right. So here's the thing. So before midnight,
I just want to say, well, all those people,
yeah,
that sounds horrible. I hate crowds.
Oh yeah, no, and that's why I had to leave. That's why I had to leave. So street fair tomorrow is out in the open, and hopefully, it will be. Here's the thing: had it been at the Eagle or something, the Eagle's a 3-story bar with lots of room. It's like the number of people that were there last night plus that number twice over could have easily been accommodated at the Eagle with no problem. And it was a victim of its own success. It was a very small venue and way too much. You know, way too many people showing up. And I kind of wish they would have treated it like they treated the circuit party tonight, which is they had a limited number of tickets for tonight. So it's like there is a cap on the number of people at the party tonight. They should have done that yesterday. Should have capped the bar at a certain point. Anyway, here's the thing is, so before midnight, let me just tell you this because I observed this happening and I just wanted to tell you. So before midnight, I was up against the wall, standing against the wall. And there's a guy, two guys that came over next to me. Mm-hmm. And they're both in their jock straps. And so the one that's in, they both turn and face the same way. So you get me now? They're both facing the dance floor.
All right.
So one of them is behind the other one as they're facing the dance floor.
I got it. Kind of spooning one another? Like kind of...
But no, I'm going to go ahead and say it. They were fucking. The guy was fucking him right there. In the bar, like right next to me, the guy was like fucking him in the bar. And the guy that was getting fucked, which is what I found so funny, wasn't reacting at all. He was basically just staring at the crowd with like a blank expression on his face.
Oh my God.
Because he guess he didn't want to draw attention to this or something. I don't know, but it was just kind of, it was so bizarre. It was just like, and then the guy that was doing the fucking like kind of looked at me at one point and just went, this never happens to me.
Look, Mom, no hands.
It was just really weird. So anyway, there you go. That was that. That's my one CD story from the porn night there last night.
Does that happen in LA, Joe Batanz?
Yeah. Does that happen? Well, yeah, it does. Probably does happen in LA. But so tomorrow I'm going to go to the street fair and which is a big food fair kind of a thing and go and do that. And I'm sure that it will be lovely. And I don't know. So I won't say I had a bad time because I didn't have a bad time. I mean, it was in New York City. I had a lovely time. You know, I always love going to the city. So I had a good time. But because I knew I was going to this underwear party, I have been super, super strict on my diet this past week.
Right.
So and before the party, I wouldn't, you know, I was just eating protein, but like just little bits of protein so that I would not get, you know, you know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't get that full belly looking thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was.
Some of them like that.
I'm just saying, I don't. And so so right after when I left, it was like where I was staying at the Wyndham in Chelsea. And there is a 24-hour diner inside that hotel.
Give me some food.
I did. It was like when I got back, I ordered. It was like an Adam Burns. I ordered the cheese sticks and a Reuben. The cheese stick appetizer and
like
a Reuben.
Cheese sticks, but,
and they came out at the same time, but that was all right. That was fine because I wanted them both at the same time. But yeah, I sat
after
there
the after
down.
The underwear party at Pride 48 this last year. I went back to the room drunk and ordered a steak sandwich and from room service and just ate a steak sandwich and fries in my bed at like 4 a.m.
sitting in your jockstrap eating.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was great.
All right, so this week. While you've been out.
I have more to my story, Adam. That's all right. No, we can do it in two pieces. Go ahead and tell us your story here and everything.
Sorry, I didn't know because someone doesn't put their information on
I saw you
Trello.
Put this. I thought you. I thought you. I thought. I thought. I thought. I was at lunch today and the Trello notification came up and it said Bear Weekend in New York City. I thought that you had put it on the Trello.
No, that was from last week and I archived it.
Oh.
But anyway, so this week has been both lucky and unlucky.
Oh, wow. It's amazing. It didn't happen the entire time that I was telling my story. Yeah, it just kind of happened.
It is. It's amazing.
Hi, Dubious Intent guys. It's Zombie Girl TJ from nowhere. And I'm calling, sadly, for the celebrity death line to report the death of B.B. King at age 89. Rest in peace, Mr. King. The hardest working man in show business has stopped working.
I think the hardest working guy in show business is James Brown. But anyway, it's fine. It's fine. They're both dead now. They're both dead. It was B.B. King died this week. Yes. So
yeah.
There you go. The thrill is gone. Congratulations, Zombie Girl TJ. Your name has been added to the thing. And thank you very much for your call. Anyway, Adam, please go ahead. By the way, a very light week on celebrities dying this week.
Yeah, it was.
That was it. We're done. We only have to. So that means that your story will not be interrupted at all.
Oh, I'm sure you can figure out some way. Well, we should have called it. Well, okay. So it's been an unlucky and lucky week at the Burns. I don't know if he wants me to give his last name. Mittens household.
Burns Mittens household. Yes.
So on Tuesday, we have a lawn mowing service that comes and mows our yard. It's nothing fancy. I mean, it's like $25 a week. I mean, mainly because I do not have room for a mower and I hate to weed eat. I hate it. Like, I cannot stand to edge. I just don't like it. I'm not good at it.
Used to make your living doing it? I mean, didn't you used to make some side money edging?
Not that kind of edging. I didn't even catch that. Okay. Sorry. No, edging the lawn. Sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So anyway.
That threw you.
I'm flustered here. So we have a lawn mowing service that comes over anyway. Mm-hmm. I've never even met these people. I found it online. I don't even talk to them.
They're peons. They are servants.
They just come over and they do it. So I come home and I forgot that they were going to do it on Tuesday.
Oh, dear God. No, Nicole, don't look it up. Don't go look it up.
I usually get home and I go, oh, the lawn's mowed. Great. So anyway, I get home and the lawn is mowed and I go in the house and I'm sitting there on the couch for a second. I'm just kind of relaxing a little bit. And I look over and I notice that Sydney is not in her little pen. And what we do is she has a doggy door and we have a pen so that she can't roam about the whole house while we're gone. So I stretch the pen from her bed over in the corner to the doggy door. So she can, she has a little bit of area that she can go in and out and whatever. And I thought, oh, she's outside. I'll call, you know, she hasn't realized I got home yet because I had just been home a few minutes. So I go outside and I look around the yard and Sydney is nowhere to be found.
Nowhere.
Like, she's not in the house. She's not in the yard. She's gone. Like, mm-hmm. Sydney is gone.
Vemos.
And yeah, and then I go, oh my God. I'm thinking to myself, the lawn mowing service, they mowed today. I saw it when I drove up.
Maybe one of those unnamed peons stole my dog.
No, just left the gate open while they were mowing because she can get out in the yard.
Yeah.
So, well, we don't put a collar on her because it gets her hair all in mats because we're trying to keep her hair long. And so we don't put a collar on her.
Right.
And I think she's been microchipped, but God knows how. I mean, somebody has to take her to the vet. And, you know, she's a Shih Tzu. She's not a cheap dog. So people steal those kind of dogs. Anyway, she has gotten out. So come to find out, they had mowed at like 11 a.m. This is 5:30 in the afternoon. She's been out. Like, on the loose, whatever you want to call it.
You can see this. It's at Sydney's dayadventure.tumblr.com, I think.
Right.
She took some snaps. She had a GoPro, and so she, like, just did video of it and stuff.
She's been out for, like, 6 hours. I was so freaked out. And so Mark drives up, and I'm like, Mark, we don't have a dog anymore. Sorry to tell you, we don't have a dog. She's gone. I have no idea. I don't know what we're going to do. I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, you know, Sydney's gone. Blah, blah. And they said, well, can we come over and help you guys look for her? I'm like, sure. Yeah, come over. So we're driving around the neighborhood, like hollering, Sydney, you know, as you would.
Yeah, but especially if the dog is named that, because it would make no sense if the dog wasn't named Sydney.
And I walked around first, but I'm not. And so my mom tells me, she's like, now, you know what you're going to have to do She's like, there's no way you're going to find her just driving around.
Oh, my God. I've heard this story. So Sydney actually was with Tyler Oakley.
No.
Is this how it ends?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, good.
She's like, she's been out for hours. There's no way that you're going to find her. Someone has taken her. If she has survived this long, basically, someone has found her and taken her in and are probably hoping that no one claims her because they're like, oh, you know, we want a dog or whatever. But
thank God, because dogs just used to be born and died immediately in the wild because, well, you know, they couldn't survive for
they get
hours.
Hit by cars, all kinds of stuff. So anyway, so as you guys can tell, I'm smiling and happy. So obviously we found her. But so mom says you have to knock on doors. Well, I'm not very social. I don't like to knock on people's doors. I don't know my neighbors. I don't want to know my neighbors. So I'm like, hey, mom, this is something you could help with. Why don't you do that? I'm
going to
drive.
So you sent your mom out to meet your neighbors?
Yeah.
You are such a one percenter that you don't even want to know the people living next to you.
Like, hey, mom, could you, because you're better with people than me, could you do that part? I'll keep driving around and whatever. So I drive around and around and around for like another 15 minutes. And I come back and they, Mark and my mom had been calling me. Anyway, she had knocked on a door on the corner. And this nice couple with this little young girl had found her at like 11:15 that morning. Mm-hmm. And taking her in because they knew that she was someone's dog. They had taken her to the park. The little girl had played fetch with her all day. They fed her turkey and peanut butter.
Oh, my God. Now she doesn't want to come
home. They had like, you know, they had done all this stuff. And so I was so, anyway, we were so relieved that we found her. And we actually took them a gift bag with some toys for their girl and like $100 Ruth's Chris gift card for the man and wife for, you know, taking such good care of Sydney. So I felt like we needed to.
Wow. Whatever you were going to send Joe Batanz would probably, you know, because you just gave someone $100 Ruth Chris card just for, you know, finding your mutt, right? It's just like Joe Batanz with a deadly illness in the hot, sweltering L.A. sun.
He won't give me his address.
I'm just saying.
What do you want me to do?
I'm just saying, my God, what did you get them at? Was it some kind of like, I don't know, like, what is it? What did you get him? Is it a car?
No, I haven't gotten him anything because he won't give me his address. I guess I'm going to have to email him like an electronic gift card because he won't. Anyway.
And you wouldn't give Kathy Bacon a thank you gift, but yet you'll go and give your neighbors who you don't even want to meet because you just admit it's like, I dispatched my mother to go meet those people because I don't.
I didn't realize that I needed to give Kathy Bacon a thank you.
Wait. Where you were a world? You were a world traveler. You said you are a man of the world. How do you not know that you? Of course, you give people a. I met you in South Carolina. Thank you. Look it up on the fucking internet.
Sorry, I missed that one.
You know those little orange candied peanuts. Mm-hmm. That's the traditional gift that you give the people that meet you in South Carolina. I mean South Dakota.
The orange peanuts.
Yes, you're supposed to give them a bag of the orange peanuts along with a block of Belvita. That's the traditional thing. It has something to do with orange. I don't know. It's like an old, you know, thing. Something about oranges being, yeah.
Anyway, I'm not done with the story. So sorry, Kathy Bacon, that I didn't get you a thank you. And Joe Batanz won't even give me his address so I can send him one. But anyway, so.
Here's what I want to do, Adam. Here's what I want to do. Thank you, Tim in Alaska, for suggesting this in the chat room. This is what I want to do. Let's start a contest called Win Joe's Gift. And whoever wins this contest will get the gift that you are going to send Joe Batanz. And they can decide.
I don't think he even listens.
They can decide whether they want to tell him what it was or, you know, whether they just want to, like, you know, flaunt it in his face or whatever, or, you know, just are completely, just enjoy the gift and be completely silent about it and everything. It's called Win Joe's Present. So a Win Joe's Gift. I think we should start a contest. Win Joe's Gift.
Yeah, we definitely should. So, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday. So we were so happy, right, that we had found Sydney. We let her sleep in the bed with us that night and everything.
Technically, your mom found her. So.
Well, that she was found. Let's just say that. And
I know what I'm getting you for a present, though. I'm going to get you a little name tag for Sydney that has your phone number on it.
We have one, but we don't put a collar on her because it mats her hair. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, we were so relieved over Sydney. And I come in, let's say Wednesday, because I don't remember what day it is, what day it was. I come in Wednesday night and I we'd had all that drama with Fish 2. You guys remember all the drama with Fish 2?
Fish 1 and Fish 2, yes.
Yeah. So Fish 1 was doing great. We had put some salt in the water, killed all the bacteria. The fins were looking great. Fish 1's growing, doing great. Wonderful. right? Found our lost puppy. Come in the next day.
Yes.
Fish one is kind of leaning a little bit to the side against a bush.
You know what they say, Adam, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
And I'm like, Mark, I don't think fish one looks all that great. I mean, she's still breathing because I can see her little mouth making that little, that fish thing that they do, you know? So I can see that, you know? So I know she's not dead, but she's kind of leaning, you know, like she's been drinking a little bit too much. She's like propping herself up on this bush.
Yeah.
Like maybe, you know, we need to do something. So he puts some more salt in there because that seemed to help the last time, you know.
Right, so why not put more? Right.
Kill any bacteria, you know, that might be in there. And anyway, we come in the next day.
Yes.
And she's sitting, she's not floating at all. She's sitting on the rocks at the bottom of the tank. She's like on the very bottom. Her mouth is still barely moving. Anyway, like an hour later, he moves the bush. She just falls over. Like the bush is like holding her up. She just like falls over onto the rocks.
Yes.
And then I look, and her mouth isn't moving anymore.
She's dead. Fish one has gone to meet the great sky octopus.
And so he put her in a bucket with some fresh water and put the thing in there just to see if she'd revive. Well, she didn't. So we are now fishless. The light has been turned off in the aquarium. Fish one and fish two have left the building. It's very sad. Yeah, I would have had a funeral, but Mark flushed her before I got home Friday. And and she was kind of big. She might clog. I'm scared the toilet's going to get clogged because she had gotten pretty large. But we're not having good luck with the fish. That's all I've got to say. I mean, they were like 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old. But I think those fish can live 7 or 8 years. So we were not. Anyway, that's it. But we have Sydney at least.
There you go. So I got a text this morning from my friend Ron/Veronica here in New Haven, who said, hey, when are you going back to Connecticut from the city today? Because I'm in the city also. So I was like, oh, well, let's go grab a bite to eat. And, you know, we can ride the train back together. And he's like, cool. So he was in Harlem. I was in Chelsea. So it took him a while to get there because he wanted to go to a store in Chelsea. So we get down there and we meet up and we go to lunch. And so we needed to find a brunch place because he wanted breakfast food. So we had to find a place serving brunch, which is, you know, New York City is not hard to do. So we punched into the old Yelp there brunch, and we found a place that was like, you know, right next to us that had gotten 4 stars. I wish I could remember what the name of the place was, like the Rainbow Room or something like that.
I find, you know, if you use the OpenTable app, that a lot of times restaurants that will take reservations tend to be a little bit nicer restaurants anyway. And then they also have reviews on that app. I've had really good luck finding restaurants that way as well.
So
this is a tip.
So I went there, right? So we went to this place. They had brunch. And they had to serve vegetarian, and he wanted a place that had vegetarian and brunch. And so it was right there across the street. So we went over there to it. So
eggs.
What?
Does he eat eggs?
I think so, yeah. So okay. I got the Eggs Benedict, their spin on Eggs Benedict, which instead of English muffins, they used cornbread, like a really thin cornbread. And then they had a jalapeno. So it's jalapeno cornbread, but then they had a chipotle sauce instead of the hollandaise sauce on it. So it's kind of a spicy Eggs Benedict. It was quite good. And I think he got pancakes with some kind of raspberry fruit syrup on them or something like that. Anyway, so we get these two things. We're sitting there in this crowded little, diner on 8th Avenue, and we're eating and whatnot. And then I hear a voice, Adam. I hear a voice, and I'm like, I know that voice. I recognize that voice. Have you ever done that before? Like, I recognize that voice. Why do I know that voice?
I'm sure I have, yeah.
So I turn to my left, and sitting at the table, like no more than 4 feet away from me, because the tables are very close together, but sitting like right there to my left is Mo Rocca. So I'm just like, oh my God, it's Mo Rocca. He's sitting right next to me, right here in this little...
Now, was he filming an episode of that show on Food Pick Their Favorite Things?
No, he wasn't. He was there with another gentleman and a lady. He was there. They were just there chit-chatting. So I didn't want to be disrespectful or anything, you know, so I didn't, you know, he heard me say, oh my God, it's Mo Rocca, when I told Ron. Oh my God, it's Mo Rocca. He heard me say that because he then like he stopped his conversation and looked at me. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be a douche, right? I'm not going to, Mo, I love your stuff. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just, you know what? Let him eat he's with friends. Just let him live his life. So I thought to myself, wow, that was really cool of me to do that. That was really cool of me to let him live his life, Adam.
And you know why to do that, right?
Why?
because we're so famous.
Right, yeah, because, know, yeah, because, yeah, exactly.
We run into those situations all the time where we're sitting eating our brunch.
No.
And someone goes, oh my God, it's Daniel, it's Adam.
Right, yeah.
Take a selfie with us. Right. Autograph this.
So I thought I was really proud of myself. I thought it was this is so cool. Mo Rocca is going to think that I'm the coolest fan ever. He's in his, you know, later, when he's at a cocktail, one of those hip New York City cocktail parties, he's going to say, you know, the other day, there was a fan sitting at the table next to me and he just let me eat my, he was very cool. He was a very cool gentleman. He just let me eat my,
I don't know why, but I feel like he was wearing a really stylish jock strap.
And he's a guy that I could be friends with. And so I'm just thinking to myself, all right, cool. I'm the coolest fucking dude ever until we get up to leave, Adam. We get up to leave.
Yeah.
And I put my messenger bag, on my shoulder, you know, that kind of across the shoulder so that the messenger bag kind of sits on your butt, mm-hmm. but you got the messenger bag on there. And I squeeze between the tables. And as I do, I can feel my messenger bag start to hit, you know, kind of, it's like there's some resistance, like it's hitting something and I don't know. And so I kind of look around to see what it is. And at that point, it flings the glass of water that was on my table onto the ground right in front of Mo Rocca. I basically shattered a glass of water in front of Mo Rocca. I threw a glass of water at Mo Rocca and shattered it. And because I turned around and in the look of horror on my face, I was just like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And he had a look on his face, Adam. He had a look on his face. Just of horror and disgust. Like he couldn't believe someone would throw, you know, he's fucking Mo Rocca. Why would you throw a glass of water at him? He's fucking Mo Rocca. And so
that's how it ended?
I ran the fuck out of there, Adam, because I basically,
he was cool.
It's like, no, it was like, I basically,
don't worry.
No. I basically threw a Molotov cocktail at Mo Rocca. I just like, I picked it up. I threw it, you know, it's like, I know more about the 90s than you do, bastard. You know, and I threw the glass down at him and stormed out of the restaurant. It was really great. I don't know.
Well, you didn't do it on purpose.
The news.
You know, after doing that, you should have taken a selfie with him.
Excuse me. Can I get a selfie with you now that I've smashed a glass of water at your feet?
Well, speaking of selfies, a Romanian teenager burst into flames after accidentally touching a live wire while attempting to take the ultimate selfie on the roof of a train.
He touched a live wire.
She
touched a live wire.
Yeah.
So she's on top of a train. So it was one of the overhead wires that that the trains are powered by.
Yeah, it is. I don't even know how she got up there, but she was trying to take the ultimate selfie and, she's 18. So she and her friend went to a train station in the town of Lassi in the northeast of the country to take a special selfie that she intended to post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But as she,
by the way, Adam, you know, the things that go across the top,
uh-huh.
you know, like when people call something a third rail, because the third rail is the one that carries electricity, the suspended wires over the train. They're much like the third rail.
All I know is you don't need to touch those. That's what I know.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I don't know. For some reason, when you say third rail, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, it used to be.
But I think that's third leg.
It used to be your porn name, third rail.
Right. So, but as she lay on top of the train and stuck one of her legs in the air, an electrical field surrounded the overhead cables, sent 27,000 volts zapping through her body, causing her to burst into flames.
Wow.
Despite the best efforts of a passerby to save her life, the 18-year-old later died in a hospital with burns to 50% of her body. Anyway, it was so powerful, this charge, that it caused her 17-year-old friend to be sent flying off the roof of the stationary train.
Well, yeah, that'd be like basically like a lightning strike at that point in time. Yeah.
Anyway, kids,
I love your criteria of picking these things. Like, what am I supposed to say about it? It was horrible that the woman got hurt by the thing. But go ahead. What were you going to say? Kids, do what?
Don't get on top of trains to take a selfie. Well. Yeah, exactly. I mean, people, look, first of all, I don't pick stories so you can discuss them, but Joe Batance did say something very intelligent to me the other day when he was still talking to me, and he said...
This would be L.A. native and L.A.
Yeah, right.
L.A. resident.
It's surprising that he said something intelligent, but
not,
he did.
Not world traveler Joe Batance.
Right, exactly. He says, he's like, you should be able to discuss any story. There shouldn't be any story that you shouldn't be able to discuss. There's no criteria of like what has talking points. Anyway, because we were discussing this whole stories that you can discuss thing.
It's not that. It's just that, all right, so the woman died. I mean, it's like...
She died, yes.
I'm just saying. It's like, yeah, my mom died. Well, that was sad. Like, what other reaction would you have? It's not like you could like have a, you know, oh, well, you know, Maya, I believe that she should have died or whatever. It's like,
if she had been wearing this jock strap that I was wearing...
no one has seen the... Well, a couple of people have seen the jock strap, but it's like no one at the party even saw my jock strap.
That, you know, I think... I don't care how crowded it was. I think you should have taken your... That's even better, because then you know
Adam, because
are see it.
Then I would have had to carry my pants. I couldn't get to the clothes...
Didn't have a clothes check?
Did you not hear me? I couldn't even get to the bar, much less the clothes check. I mean, it's like it would have been an hour
trip. You should have done it earlier when it was less crowded is what you should have done. Anyway, maybe you could have taken part in that whole spooning session, you know, if you'd had your... Had your jock strap on. All right, well, here's another story. Anyway, kids, don't take those kind of selfies. Please, dear God, don't lean over the edge of cruise ships. Don't get on top of trains. And, you know, for a selfie, at least use a selfie stick. Come on. So here's another one you probably can't discuss, but again...
Yeah, not going to take it personally or anything. Yeah, go ahead.
But again, I like this one, so I'm gonna read it. So, breast milk saved the day for a mother trapped in the wilderness. Now, I don't know. So, 29-year-old Susan O'Brien was brought to tears in an emotional reunion with her family in New Zealand after being rescued by a helicopter. The 29-year-old athlete was competing in a 12-mile trail run in the Orongorongo Valley.
Yeah, it's made up. It's basically. I mean, all of The Hobbit was filmed there. It's like Middle
Earth. Or it might be Orongorongo. I don't know how they pronounce it. But anyway, near New Zealand capital of Wellington when she got lost. The mother of an 8-month-old girl saying she survived a night in bushlands by covering herself in dirt and drinking her own breast milk.
What? Why did she cover herself in dirt?
Well, there are multiple reasons, Daniel. But do you not watch Naked and Afraid? Actually, they don't explain this on Naked and Afraid, but
you know, I'm not a world traveler like you, Adam. So I'm forgive my ignorance here. I don't know why would you cover yourself in dirt?
Mark and I are big fans of Naked and Afraid, even though they blur out everything.
Well, of course you would be, because it's an international show, and you guys are both world travelers. So,
but let me tell you,
yes,
you know, here's what happens. I make one statement to people, and then they just blow it out of proportion.
Right, and that happens to me. Thank God there's chairs.
I
ate at a restaurant with chairs. This restaurant has chairs. Yeah, Adam, only you. You're the only person that anyone ever does that. You know how many times... hold on, Adam. Do you know how many times Joe Batance in his life has heard, Mike Lawson, I am putting my hand in the bag. I am now rifling my fingers through the bag. Do you know how many times Joe Batance has heard a variation of that joke told to him
a
by
lot.
Other people?
A lot.
So let's get off our little high horse here, Adam.
Well, one of the reasons you would cover yourself with dirt is, to protect yourself from the sun.
Oh, Nico explained it in the chat room. All New Zealanders cover themselves in dirt.
Well, maybe it's a native thing that they do. But I think it protects yourself from the sun's rays, like from the UV rays. Also, I believe it will keep bugs off of you to some extent.
And if you're being tracked by an alien who can stealth itself but uses infrared to track, you will not show a heat signature.
It's also a great... pore cleaner. Just get a little bit of that pumice from the volcano, scrub it off.
All right, yeah.
Your skin is like a baby's bottom.
Like a
when you're
baby's
done.
Bottom.
Anyway, so she survived on breast milk. She said she got lost and stuck, and so I'm wondering if she like grabbed it and kind of just sucked on it right there, or if she had to like I would like to know the logistics of that.
Maybe I'm just gonna go at it. Let's think about this here for a second, Adam. It's like if I'm stuck out in the wild, no, I don't have a cup. But you know what? As a Boy Scout, we were often taught, you know, if you don't have toilet paper, which you would not have with you if you're out camping, you can use leaves off of a tree. Perhaps she just found some big leaves that like she could squeeze the milk into and use like a fashion kind of like a little make-do cup.
You know, they say you can only drink your own pee a total of, I believe it's 3 times without poisoning yourself. So I wonder if the same thing would be true with breast milk. No, seriously.
Oh,
if you're stuck in the desert, you can drink your own pee to help keep yourself hydrated because you don't want to lose fluids so you can take it back in. Mm-hmm. But after so many times doing that, it's all toxins and you'll poison yourself.
Adam,
Seriously.
Adam, think about this for a moment.
You can.
I'm not. I didn't say you couldn't. Thank you, Nico, in the chat room is pointing out breast milk is not toxic. It is what we feed babies. We don't pee in babies' mouths. Pee, by the way, is your body getting rid of waste.
No, I know.
It is. So it is very acidic, and it's things that is getting rid of waste. It is mixed with, hold on now, write this down. It's mixed with uric acid, which we call urine. Anyway, here's the thing, Adam, is breast milk is something that you feed to babies. So what would happen is that it's not the number of times that you would be able to consume your own breast milk that would be the problem. Your body would stop producing breast milk.
That's
because
true.
it's kind of the same thing there.
All right. So anyway, she survived. She was found nearly 24
Although
hours
only being able to drink your pee three times does sound like something you would see in a movie. Like, you may only thrice drink your urine. Like you could just see like the little guy popping up like in a hallucination going, ha ha ha, that's twice, my son. Twice. And remember, and the third time you shall perish. And yeah, kind of. I'm the urine gnome.
You should Google how many times can you drink your own pee.
I really don't want to.
And you will get actual results.
So you could, wait, Adam, saying. So this is fascinating. You can Google a question.
That's correct.
And get actual.
You certainly can.
Usable results. Wow.
And I would think you'd be proud of me for making that statement because you're always telling me we have this thing called the internet.
Exactly. Are we done with the news segment?
We are.
Excellent. Then I think it's time for us to move on to this, Adam Burns.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah!
So let's all sing happy English and Spanish. Ready?
It's time for the DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will give me musical cues as to someone famous's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will decide and will reveal who the person is. Without, I might add, using the Googles or the chat room for help, unless I get stuck, in which case I will totally cheat. Adam, who is our first, what is our first musical cue this evening?
All right, so here is our first one. Let me make sure the volume's up. Okay.
This is the theme to Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Not exactly.
Okay. Mine is Star Wars. This is the theme to Star Wars.
Yes.
This is actually... Yes, this is the theme to Star Wars. The main title, as it were.
Yes, yes it is, Daniel. It is indeed.
This is the first bridge here, which will slowly, in just a moment right here, this is the Princess Leia's theme that it is playing a snippet of right there. But go ahead. What do we have here, Adam? So it's Star Wars.
So this is
going to say, is it someone that was in or someone who was involved?
Involved. And it's very confusing because a lot of people were involved in a lot of the movie.
They were.
So I could play three or four different ones and you could still get it wrong. So
I'm going to go with... See, if I say, what's his name? George Lucas.
Someone who made a lot of money recently, I'll tell you that. Well, maybe a year ago. Maybe 6 months ago. I don't... $3 billion, something
George,
like that?
George Lucas.
Yes, it is, Daniel.
Excellent.
It is George Lucas. George Lucas, who recently sold Star Wars to Disney.
That's right.
For some billions of dollars. And some people are happy that now Disney is going to be making the Star Wars movies.
I'm just glad that George Lucas is no longer involved in it. Is all I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Terry in the chat room has made level 4 on Ingress. Congratulations, Terry, for making level 4 on Ingress.
So anyway, he's 71 years old.
71 years young. Yes.
And you know, I never had. First of all, I'm not a lover of Star Wars. I'm more of a Star Trek guy myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I really didn't think the newer movies were as shitty as everyone else did. Like. they were about the same level of shittiness that I thought the other Star Wars movies were. I mean, but I was never a Star Wars fan, so, I mean, you know, it is what it is. All right, so here's the next one.
Is this a movie or is it a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Your sound just went really fucked up.
It's a talk show.
Oh, it's a talk show. I don't know.
Okay, and I'm not sure that this is the exact theme, but this is an orchestral rendition of a blah blah blah.
I love that show.
A variation on a theme of this theme.
Yes.
It's someone who recently left a Comedy Central show.
Oh my God, this is the Colbert. That's why the thing is Stephen Colbert. Because that is not, that is, yeah, that is a horrible, horrible rendition of the Colbert Report theme.
Well, it's actually a nice, the music is nice. I mean, it might have been a bad job arranging it, but the music is nice.
That was a horrible job. I mean, it's like his theme song is amazing.
Well, do you want to find a better version?
No, it's fine. We all know it.
All right, here is the next one. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
51.
He's 51 years old.
Yeah.
And he's going to be taking over for David Letterman. So he'll be the new host of Late Night.
Right, but he's not going to be portraying the same person that he portrayed.
He is not going to be portraying the character of Stephen Colbert. Right. He will just be Stephen Colbert.
He'll just be Steve Colbert.
Stephen Colbert. Go ahead, please. All right. Next. This is the obligatory thing that you throw in that I wouldn't have no way of knowing. Is it a TV show?
It is a TV show, but the name of the TV show is in the song.
The single life.
Living Single.
I have no idea who's even in that show. I wasn't even aware of the fact that there was a show called Living Single.
All right, well, it's fine because just you kind of got the genre, I think, just by listening to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to listen to this next one, and I think you'll get it. So here we go.
Here we go.
What? Okay. You take the good, you
take the bad, you take them all. Ah. This is the facts of life, Adam.
It is.
I'm going to go with Tootie. Is her name Kim Fields? I think her name is Kim Fields. Is that correct? Kim Fields. Excellent.
Look at you.
I know.
Very good. Yeah, so that was Living Single and Facts of Life, which Kim Fields was in both of. And I have no idea if either one of us will recognize this next song.
Oh, there you go. Fields always is, great. Always great for us,
Kim
too.
Fields is 46 years old.
Wow. All right. And still on roller skates. That's the noisiest chair that you were sitting in.
This is the longest intro to a song.
All right. This is Black Cat by Janet Jackson. I'm going to go with Janet Jackson.
Actually, it's not Black Cat, but it is, it's called Rhythm Nation, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But Black Cat was on that album, and it starts similar.
And yeah, I apologize. My chair is noisy.
It's like the worst.
Okay. All right. So Janet Jackson is 49 years old. And we are now going to do our last birthday.
Hold on. Before you do that, here, just so I can redeem myself here. This is the... That's off the album Rhythm Nation. But if you listen to it here, I want to get it. See, it sounds almost exact same, almost the same. But let's be honest, that entire album, almost every song on that album sounds the same.
Whatever happened to Janet Jackson?
She died. Anyway, all right, let's move on here.
Here's our last one. Hmm? Here is our last one.
Take the good, you take the bad. Oh. This one always throws me, but this is the theme to Full House. Right? This is the theme to Full House.
Yes, it is.
There are just hundreds of cast members of this show. It could be any one of them. Is it one of the fathers, or is it one of the children?
I'm gonna play you one more thing.
I get a new clue here.
Yeah, you get a new clue, and I'm gonna hope this is the right one.
Kind of like Blues Clues.
And we'll see if you get it.
All right, this is the theme to America's Funniest Home Videos. I don't remember Tom Bergeron being on Full House, but
he wasn't.
Okay,
no.
So
he wasn't.
It's Bob Saget is what we're going
it
for
is.
Here.
Yeah. Yes, it is, Daniel. Bob Saget was the original host of America's Funniest Videos.
Nice.
I'm speaking out of turn a little bit because I'm not sure of that, but I seem to remember the only version of America's Funniest Home Videos that I remember being the first was the one that he was the host of. Now it's Tom Bergeron, and I believe they're looking for a new host now. But that show is still going on, even to this very day.
It is. It should have died a slow and painful death like a decade ago.
Bob Saget is 59 years old.
Excellent.
59. And that is the last of the non-Pride 48 birthdays.
Well, yeah, we don't know. Tootie could be a member of Pride 48. Anyway, so we would like to say a very happy birthday this past week to Mean Keen. That would be Eric Keen, who we met last week in Vegas. Happy birthday, Mean Keen. And we have someone in the chat room's birthday is coming up next week, but we don't talk about it until next week.
Happy birthday next week.
Exactly. There you go. If you would like your birthday listed on the front page of Pride 48, make sure you sign up for Pride 48 account and click on the little checkbox. Click on the little checkbox. Whatever. You know what to do. It's easy to do. That's all I'm trying to say.
Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Excellent. This is the section of the show where we read our voluminous emails.
Yep.
And play.
Now, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
I'm going to take a cue from America's American Idol, actually.
Yes. Yes.
And about your singing at the end of Dora the Explorer, I'm going to say
that was a bit pitchy.
There were a few pitch problems.
I was trying to come in on there.
I want to say, Daniel, that I really feel like this week you've found your gravy. You have found your gravy, and I'm going to overlook the pitchiness, but if you just work on that, because we all know you can sing.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you just go back, you know music. You are a musician.
I am. I'm a musician.
Work on that pitchiness, but I'm so happy that you have found your gravy.
Thank you, Harry. All right. Nick Fratiani won American Idol. He's from here in Connecticut. Anyway.
Thanks for telling me that. I was behind on American Idol.
Here's the thing. He played at my pool. That's the thing that just blows my mind is like less than like a year ago, he was playing at my pool.
Well, there, I guess I don't need to watch the finale anymore, do I? It's sitting there on my DVR.
My God, why didn't you just zip it? How could you? Do you use the internet? How would you not know who won American? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well,
all right, here we go. I'm getting yelled at by the chat. I swear to God, the people on Saturday night, we shouldn't do a show on Saturday night. People get cranky. Tom in Chicago is cranky, and now Kathy Bacon is cranky. Let's play these voicemails here, Adam. We'll see who has called our phone on a non-death related matter. Let's see what we got here.
Hey, this is your friend from Northern California. How are you all doing? Hope it's all good.
Yeah. Great. Yes, yes.
I still don't listen to Daddy, but I really enjoy listening to you two.
Daddy? Oh, Fatty, maybe.
What other ones on your station are as good as you?
Right.
Listen to.
We're the best.
Well, they won't be better than you, but...
No, nobody does it better.
Something almost as good as you guys.
Right, which is what?
Okay, let me know. Bye.
Oh, you're asking for suggestions of another one that you could listen to that's not
They're
better.
They're like our children.
Not better. Nobody
How
does
can we select our favorite
it
child?
Better. Wait. Makes me feel flat for the rest.
I mean, you know, in...
Adam, nobody does it half as good as you. I'm finding my gravy. I'm over here enjoying my gravy over here. Adam, I would say if you're looking for two guy hosts that like are, you know, kind of like toss things back and forth between each other in a reasonably decent sound quality kind of a way, I would say you should check out Catching Up with Joe and Mike. That's probably a similar show to ours. Also, yeah. It's All About Me with Mark and Ed and sometimes Dan. That's also a similar show to us, I think.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. There should be one from Chicago. I wish there was one from Chicago that we could suggest, but I don't think there is.
Well, if you have YouTube, you can watch.
Oh, yeah. If you have YouTube, you could watch the Foul Monkeys. But
you can watch Foul Monkeys. What's it called?
Their video.
Tricks in the Car.
Tricks in the Car. Tricks in the Car with Robert with Roger and Ricky.
If you like to listen to people get verbally abused,
that's right.
You can listen to Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
That's right. If you would like to hear, if you, this is a fascinating psychological thing, but if you would like to hear the sweetest, most talented person on the planet get verbally berated and made to feel like shit on a weekly basis, then you should tune in to Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
And if you watch RuPaul's Drag Race...
Absolutely, you should listen to RuPaul's Drag Race recap starring Donna Sugars, Daniel Brewer, and Joe Batanz. So.
And there are so many other shows that we're leaving out on Pride 48.
Oh my God, let me just tell you this. This is what you do. And I'm not kidding. Anyone should do this. Everyone should do this. Go to pride48.com/shows. S-H-O-W-S, shows. So pride48.com/shows. Or from any Pride 48 page, just click on the word shows up in the top menu there. And here you will find four pages of LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts. LGBT-friendly podcasts that you should listen to. And that's what I'm trying to say.
If you like cars, you can listen to Pink Wheelnut's Garage. If you like meeting people, you can listen to Pleased to Meet You.
If you like Asians, you can listen to Ding the Bell.
If you're visiting nowhere anytime
soon. Oh, I forgot about Pod is My Copilot. They have Pod is My Copilot's there.
You can listen to Greetings from Nowhere.
Uh-huh. You can listen to the Game Night Guys. You can listen to the Smellcast.
If you wear blue jeans.
If you drink beer, you can listen to the Next Blime.
If you wear underwear, you could listen to Voice of Turnip Style.
I think they pod faded. If you're just bored, you can listen to Ink Blind and Confused. If you need to do laundry, you can listen to Hello Waffles. I guess we should take Hello Again That's Brenda Boo off because I think she retired that show and started a new one. If you wanted to listen to some Canadians talk to you can listen to Toucan Beanie. You could listen to the Satyr Sphere. I don't know why. I don't know why you want to.
Anyway, we could just call the whole list out. So any other Pride 48 shows that we didn't actually verbally mention, we're sorry.
Just go. He was asking for shows similar to ours. And as much as I love Chubbs Gone Wild, they don't do a show similar to ours. Ink Blind and Confused or Hello Waffles or any of the other ones that we said, Chaotic Ravings, Podge My Copilot, Pod Cubs, any of them. I'm just looking for, two guys with good sound quality Game Night Guys. I would get it to them. Game Night Guys are similar to us. Actually, they're better than us. So don't listen to them because they're better than us. We don't like that.
All right.
Secretly Timid is good if you like. They have good sound quality because they do it the same. It doesn't matter. They talk about political stuff, which you wouldn't care about.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, so there you go. Did we have any more voicemails, I wonder? I don't know if we have any more.
You know, I'm not sure.
I have to dig around here. Oh, wait. There's one right there. Let's just...
You know, I think we're out of time.
Oh, yeah, we probably are. Yeah, well, let's just listen to this.
We're running out of...
Let's just listen to this phone call before somebody has an aneurysm in the chat room. Really.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I mean, guy. Daniel.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, so anyway, just when I thought Greg couldn't be outdone, Tommy just hit it out of the park. But anyway, you know all about that now. I just wanted, I had a bone to pick with you, but then I decided I wouldn't pick it with you. It's okay that you were texting with Tommy when I was driving him around Aberdeen, showing him all the fantastic sights. One of the things that we did that was really super fun was we parked at the bottom of an overpass. And we walked to the top of it, and then we walked down.
Oh, my God.
And then we crossed the busy street, and then we walked up and down the other side, and then we crossed that busy street again back to my car.
Oh, my God. That sounds like so much fun.
That's like something that, you know, he can't probably do in Chicago. No, so it was nice that we were able to do it with him here in Aberdeen. And other than that, I guess it was a really great visit, short and sweet, very sweet, extra heavy on the sweet, super sweet. Gosh, you should have seen the desserts we had. I seriously think that the plate weighed 5 pounds, but with a dessert in it, it easily weighed 15 pounds. So anyway, Tommy and Sydney tore up their brownies, and I ate the apple, whatever I had, and what's his name, had cheesecake. So anyway, it was really great. And
what's his name?
Yeah, so what was I calling you for? I think I was just calling to tell you that, I thought that what Greg did was really cool, the $20, but Tommy definitely hit that one out of the park with what he did. So anyway, I was going to tell you, too, that that's an excellent idea. People want to take pictures. They have to be clean pictures, like, what do you call it? They have to be decent pictures. I'm obviously not going to put anything that is questionable. My daughter is 14 years old. She's not using any Grindr apps. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Right. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, Adam. So anyway, no, she's not doing that. So please, all likes of fun, happy calls go to Daniel. You just address Daniel, and then all the grievances, please address them to Adam, okay? Thanks, guys. Or guy.
I don't even remember what we've talked about. I have no
clue. For Sydney's graduation, she wanted a book. Or a scrapbook made out of $20 bills, right? And each, whatever.
Isn't that illegal to deface money?
No, you're giving her the money. So what I suggested was that we all help with this project. We all just take a picture of ourselves holding a $20 bill for Sydney's graduation. Oh, right. And then Kathy Bacon will actually put the real money in there. So that is, it's a free thing. It's absolutely free.
Grindr.
It's absolutely free for you to do. I believe you did. You said something, oh, you're going to get your Grindr people to do it. But it's like, here's the thing. It's absolutely free for you to do. Just find a $20 bill, take a picture of yourself holding the $20 bill in some kind of cute little pose. And then, you know, either tweet it to Kathy Bacon, which is Kathy B of SD. I think it's her Twitter handle. So you can just, you know, at her there on Twitter, or you could email it. She doesn't use email because they're not allowed to, because she's a government worker. But you can email it to me, and I will print it out and then fax machine it to her. And you can send it to danielpride48.com. And we will just forward them. RT Cruiser sent one holding up an Australian $20 bill. So that's definitely going to be in the scrapbook. So there you go. And then, Kathy can write little letters about, this is a drunk guy. This is a guy, don't remember, Sydney, when you graduate, don't be drunk like Tom in Chicago. You know, don't do that. Like, see, she can teach little life lessons for each little story of the $20 bill. And it's like, Joe Zubia sent $20 and a picture. Well, that's because Joe Zubia. So it's like, see, don't be a brown nose. You're like Joe Zubia.
Bye. I can't be outdone by Joe Zubia.
Anyway, Adam, you know what? We don't talk about it enough, but we should. There's a thing
about?
Happening at the end of June. It's called Pride 48. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not. But June 19th through the 21st, right here on pride48.com, we're going to be having our live Pride podcasting weekend with all of your favorite podcasts doing back-to-back.
You should close the contact section, we're being told.
Oh, that's right. We do. We need to. Thank you. God, we have the best listeners in the world. Shit.
No, not.
I almost ended the show.
Good job.
Anyway,
good
so job. Here's the thing is like June, what did I say? Did I say June? Yeah, June 19th through 21st, right here in Pride48.com. We are going to have a lovely a little event here that you should definitely make plans to listen to. If you're a podcaster and you haven't gotten the email yet, because I've been slow in getting the email sent out from Pride 48, but if you are a podcaster and you would like to participate, all you need to do is just send an email to bigfatty@pride48.com and saying, yes, I would like to participate in the, you know, well, here's my show name, and I would like to participate in the June event. This one is not the Vegas event. This is one done from home, so you don't have to travel anywhere to do this. You can do this from home as long as you can connect to our server, and which we will teach you how to do if you've never done it before. But as long as you connect to our server, you can do your show on Pride 48 for the June event. It's a big, yes, fun event, and we all love doing it. It's a great weekend, and the chat room will be up, and there'll be thousands of people and millions of people, billions of people listening.
And I don't want to speak out of turn, but because I haven't emailed the committee.
Yes.
But I believe because we said in the last day of the station that we wanted to have one in May.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe if we are able to do it, be looking around to see if we're going to have a state of the station next Sunday. Okay. Which would be the 24th of May.
The 24th of May.
Because that is the last Sunday in May that we could do it, because okay. The other one's a holiday.
No, actually, so, next Sunday. Sunday the 31st is the non-holiday. This coming Sunday is the Sunday right before Memorial Day.
What?
Memorial Day is Monday the 25th, the day after the 24th.
Oh, really?
It's a Monday holiday. You were thinking that the holiday was on a Friday and extended out into the weekend, but no.
No, I wasn't. I knew it was on a Monday, but I was oh. Okay. Yes. So
Memorial Day is Monday the 25th, 1 week so from then, this Monday.
Let me correct myself. We will probably have it Sunday the 31st.
Right. Just check all the normal places. Pride48.com, yeah, the
we
Twitter accounts.
Do our best to have one in May.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go, Adam. I think that's, I think we're done. I told a fascinating story about going to New York City and participating in an event. I threw a Molotov cocktail at Mo Rocca. You told a really, you know, okay story about your dog, and you completely offended Joe Batanz.
Yeah, because I live in Arkansas, and apparently there's nothing here.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com.
Do you even listen to me?
Anyway, you know what? We had a lovely chat room this evening. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Gary.
Yes, thank you, chat room.
And Albuquerque for staying with us. Tom and Terry, who have been in and out. Thank you guys for being here. Nico, who I think went to sleep a long time ago. And Kathy Bacon, who was just dying to hear her phone call. So we now know if we want to keep Kathy Bacon listening, we just don't play her phone call till the end. Because I was talking over her phone call, and she was like literally shushing me in the chat room. Shush! Yeah. So the people hear. Now Kathy Bacon thinks people they're her people. My fans need to hear my wisdom. Anyway, Adam, have a great weekend, and
you too.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.